Thy next destination, hidden deep beneath the grounds from whence thou camest, tooketh thee through the catacombs of Firelink Shrine. The hallowed grounds were fraught with creatures of necromancy. Skeletons armed with blade and a blistering desire to thwart thee in thine quest. And when thou reached the bed of this most nefarious tomb, thou wert confronted by a beastly creature. 'Twas a thing of nightmares. Swathed in dark, clutching lanterns in each of its six outstretched limbs, and displaying three masked heads upon its neck. But fear thee not, for it was no match for thine strength. Thou defeated it with ease and stepped forth into the unknown tomb before thee, the tomb of the giants. But thou wert not alone. In short order, thou wert confronted by an unfamiliar face. Patches, he called himself, professing loyalty and friendship. He directed thee to a nearby cliff, promising a glimpse of treasures untold. 'Twas nay but feigned, and thou wert fooled, for as thou stepped forth and peered over the edge, the fiend gave thee a firm nudge and sent thee tumbling into the frightful dark. Battered and betrayed, thou wert quick to assess thine surroundings. The air was thick and the light was dim, but in thine raised awareness a voice called out to thee. Timid and crying, it seemed to be from one distressed. Thou stepped forth to investigate the cause.
You're no hollow, are you? Thank goodness. I am Rhea of Thoriland. I was certain I'd perish down here, after that lout Patches betrayed us. Wait, please, be careful. There are two fierce hollows not far from here. They were once brave knights, my former escorts. Who would let such strong spirits be hollowed so? Heavens, is there nothing at all to be done?
To aid the fallen maiden in her hour of need, thou shalt strive towards chapter 9. If, however, thou art more malevolent in thine intentions, then unleash the beast within and assail her in chapter 10. If she interests thee not, go forth to chapter 11.